This is your lot, the portion of your measures from me, says the Lord, because you have forgotten me, you forgot God, all the wonderful things he's done for them, and trusted in falsehood or trusted in lies. Why in the world would you trust in lies? Why would you trust in falsehoods rather than lean on God who had done so much for them? Solomon, Ecclesiastes 12, reminded us to remember God, of course, when we are young, but that's at all times. You know, in the days of your youth, that should be always. The result of forgetting God, we cannot survive without God. Forgetting God is the road. You turn to Psalm 9 and verse 17. It's the road to not a good place. Psalm 9, verse 17. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. It's on the wrong road. We may forget God, but fortunately for us, God will not forget us. Isaiah 49 says, a mother will forget about her nursing child before God forgets about his people. And a mother forgetting about her nursing child would be pretty difficult to do for many reasons, none the least of which they cry. And so it's a reminder there. Some days we are intensely absorbed in the details of our work so we can perform our tasks. We're just focused on what we're trying to get done for the day, whatever it may be. Sometimes hours slip by without us even thinking about God. But we can take comfort, and I'm not saying that's a negative thing because that happens. But we can take comfort knowing that God is never too busy to think about us. Again, something I read, Sir Jacob Astley prayed back in 1642 before a battle. O Lord, thou knowest how busy I must be this day, because he's going to be in battle. If I forget thee, do not thou forget me. He's like, you know, you may not be right on my mind as I'm in the midst of this battle, but please remember me. And fortunately, that's exactly what happens. This is not an excuse for indifference toward God, but it is a comfort to know as we lie down at night to rest our weary bodies, our souls can rest in the assurance that our God, who neither slumbers or sleeps, lovingly watches over us in ceaseless vigilance. He's always there, thinking about us, concerned about us. But at the same time, we need to consciously include God in all we do and say, seeking his wisdom, relying on his strength, and praising his goodness. Let's look at Hebrews 13, which basically enumerates that. Hebrews 13, verses 15 through 16, 15 and 16 says, therefore, by him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise of God, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifice God is well pleasing. When we face difficulties, we sometimes forget God's past faithfulness. We only see the detours and the difficult path. But look back and you will also see the joy of victory, the challenge of the climb, and the presence of a traveling companion who has promised never to leave you. Even when we think we're alone, no one else is around, God can be there with us. Knowledge of God's past help will give us confidence to face present trouble. Again, in Deuteronomy, and we won't go and look at all these, but God delivered his people over and over and over again. The way God led his people through trials in the wilderness, in Deuteronomy 8, in the wilderness for 40 years, you know, we can look at that as a bad thing because they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years and that'd be horrible. Wandering in a store for hours is bad enough. Imagine wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. How horrible that would be. That was a punishment. But at the same time as they were being punished, they were being taken care of. God was taking care of them through that difficult time. So that he had given them victories and he bestowed blessings upon them during that time and others. Everything God promised came to pass. Imagine that. Joshua 23. In verse 14, "Behold, this day I am going the way of all earth," he says, "and you know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing has failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spoke concerning you. All have come to pass for you, and not one word of them has failed." Now, is that encouraging or what? That's something to remember for sure. Some people rely on their own resources, but we need to rely upon God. Daily blessings are daily reminders of God. Daily blessings. Do we take God's goodness for granted? How many of his blessings can you list right now? If we were to give, just start listing on the board, how many would you come up with? Would it be difficult for you? Then why not thank him for those specific blessings? Little blurb that a poem, if you will, "Always Remember to Forget" is the title. It says, "The troubles that pass your way, but never forget to remember the blessings that come each day." Never forget to remember. Remembering God's word. All right, God's word. That was most of the lesson, folks. One of the things we need to remember is God's word. We have it right here with us. We have it on our phone. We have it on our computers. We have it all over the place in this world. But we do not forget to remember God's word. It's something that we need to have with us at all times. And if it's not with us physically, it needs to be with us inside, which is why we come together, which is why we study, which is why we continue to do the things that we do. In Acts the 20th chapter, Acts 20 and verse 35, Paul told us to remember Christ's words. Acts 20 and verse 35. It says, "I have shown you in every way by laboring like this that you must support the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus that he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive." And so there's just an example that he quoted from Jesus, and he says we need to remember Jesus' words. We do need to remember it because it is something that can help us along the way. And of course, we need to remember the words of the disciples as they wrote, as they spoke, as they taught, as they were fulfilled by the Spirit. Why is it important to remember God's word? Well, in Hosea 4, Israel was destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And we can be as well. It brings the hearer blessing if we remember God's word in James 1. David also says he will not forget God's law in Psalm 119. Many times, over and over and over again, he says that. He will not forget God's laws, and that's the one thing that we must do, God's word. Most of our homes, there are pictures. There are pictures on the wall. There are pictures of things, events, people we want to remember. That's why we put them on the walls. You know, maybe they even live within our house, but we still put pictures of them on the wall. It was an event. It was a time. It was something that happened. You're there for, and you don't forget them because they're there. You see it. If we're going to remember God's word, we must see it often. Not just sitting, but see it, read it, listen to it, hear it. Psalm 119, verse 11, needs to be hidden in our hearts. 2 Peter 1 and verse 15. You know these things, and it's interesting because the way people look at the Bible is ever-changing in this world. In 2 Peter, the first chapter in verse 15 says, "Moreover, I will be careful to ensure that you always have a reminder of these things that he's writing, these things that he's talking about after my decease." And he's wrote them down so that we can read these things. We can read the wisdom. They're written to remind us. Otherwise, we'd never... Can you even imagine? You know, I've been on a jury a couple of times, and you sit and you listen to the things that are said, and then 12 people go in a room, and it's amazing that 12 people can't even remember what has just been said. I mean, So it's a good thing we have the Bible, because if, you know, now was that this or was that, right? We'd have a hard time coming up with it, but we have it written down so that we can have something to remind us. The best way to remember something is put it into daily practice. If you do something every single day, it's how it's easy to remember. It's one thing to learn a mathematical formula. It's quite another matter to use it daily in your work. If we don't keep God's commands, we will forget. We will forget them. We'll forget to do them. James 1:25, we must be a doer and not just a hearer. We must be a doer of what we learn. We need to remember other people's kindness. Not every great deed is remembered. Those inclined to wickedness tend to forget past kindness. And we can go back to 2 Chronicles. I have all kinds of scriptures, and we're not going to read them. We'll be here all day. When Joseph helped Pharaoh's cupbearer, remember that story? All he asked was to be remembered. Please don't forget me. Please don't forget me. And what did he do? He forgot him. 2 years later, he remembered that he forgot him. 2 years. It's a long time to be forgotten, especially in that situation. Instead of forgetting, we need to remember the kindness of others. Give honor where it is due. Like the man that was cleansed. Need. Blessed are those who give without remembering, and blessed are those who take without forgetting. That's a Paul Harvey quote. Blessed are those who give without remembering, and blessed are those who take without forgetting. We need to remember others' misfortune. Christ's Christians are commanded to remember those who are less fortunate than we are. The poor, Galatians 2. The stranger, Hebrews 13. When Job lost so much, his family and friends turned their backs on him. They thought it was his fault. So it made sense, right? Here's another good story. Lesson has a lot of stories in it today. The story is told of a young boy living in a poverty-stricken section of a large city who found his way into a gospel meeting and was converted. Not long afterward, a bully tried to shake his faith. If God really loves you, why doesn't someone take better care of you? Why doesn't he tell somebody to send you a new pair of shoes? Because his shoes were in bad shape. The boy thought for a moment and then said, as tears filled his eyes, "I guess he does tell somebody, but somebody forgets." So he didn't put it on God that God was the problem. It was the people potentially were the problem. But the deal was, he realized that God doesn't forget. As Christians, our primary obligation is to lead people to Christ, but our duties do not end there. Hebrews 13 and verse 16. But do not forget to do good, to share, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. We need to do good to those within and those without, Galatians 6. As Christ's love for us grows within, that love should spread to those without. You know, it's kind of like an aura, if you will, as you absorb more and more, that should go out to affect other people. Not only in them seeing you, but then you seeing them and helping and doing the things that would be beneficial. And fortunately for us, in Hebrews the 6th chapter and verse 10, God remembers our deeds. For God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love which you have shown toward his name, and that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. God doesn't forget. Everyone else may forget. Everyone else may not notice. Everyone else may not even know. But God does not forget. He remembers our deed. And we need to remember God's forgiveness. Second Peter chapter 1. Verses 5 through 8. This very reason, given all diligence, add to your faith virtue, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Virtues we need to have, but notice what happens if we do not grow. Verse 9. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted even to blindness and has forgotten that he was purged from his own sins. We need to continually remind ourselves to live the life that God would want us to. The life that is just talking about there in those previous verses. The life was not forced upon us. We freely took on this obligation of being a child of God. Look at verses 10 and 11. Therefore, conclusion, brethren, be even more diligent to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, you will never stumble, for so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus gave us a memorial, so we remember his sacrifice and his forgiveness, and we just did that today, the Lord's Supper, partook of that. Do this in remembrance of me. Jesus wants us to remember his death on the cross, the price that he paid for our sins, and to anticipate his return. Let us have the strength and courage to forget and to remember appropriately. Sometimes it's okay to forget, but we also need to remember. And one last little poem type deal. Actually, it's not little. Forget each kindness that you do as soon as you've done it. Forget the praise that falls to you the moment you have won it. Forget the slander that you hear before you can repeat it. Forget each slight, each spite, each sneer whenever you may meet it. Remember every promise made and keep it to the letter. Remember those who lend you aid and be a grateful debtor. Remember all the happiness that comes your way in living. Forget each worry and distress. Be hopeful and forgiving. Remember good, remember truth, remember heaven is above you, and you will find through age and youth that many there are who love you. Forget and remember. We need to forget the things we need to forget. We need to remember the things we need to remember and not get them mixed up. Because when we get them mixed up, God is not pleased. There's a song that's been selected to encourage us. To encourage us to remember God. To encourage us to think about what he has to offer. And then very simply in the chorus it says, will you come? There's a fountain free. It's for you and me. Will you come? It's your choice. It's your choice initially when you obey the gospel, and it's your choice every single day. Will you come and do the things that God wants you to do? Will you remember the things that you should remember and forget the things that you should? It's your choice. If we can help you this day, let us know as we stand and sing this song.